And back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, as we're joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. Missed you last week.
Yes. No, I was not feeling very well on a Wednesday.
Well, that's all right. But
well, glad we're back. Yes. Sam Spector Woodall with you guys here on this Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
As, just got done with a little with your meeting this morning. So where were you guys at?
We were at Equity Bank.
Equity Bank, so, that's right. And came bearing gifts as well. Very
we
delicious.
We did. They got us all kinds of treats today, which was yummy.
Have I told you how much I love those people?
We like to bring stuff. So certainly. They got a new manager. She's actually managing the Coffeyville branch and the Independence branch. So Jerry Hammerschmidt. So they let us come in and check them out. And, of course, they had a few other staff members there. From Independence, Lori Kelly, that does the business services, and then someone that does the home loans, which, just so you know, home loans are getting ready to go up. The rates are. So if you're thinking about buying, now is really the time to do it, you know. Although they're not, it's not like they're going to jump up
like
tremendously.
Crazy,
but,
yeah.
But still, they will go up a little bit. So.
Still like 1978?
No. They're still going to be really good. But they got some good stuff going on. They've also got some CD rates that are really good right now. So if you're looking at CDs, now's the time to do that. But yeah, we were glad that we were there, and glad they have a new manager and they're getting settled in. So that was awesome. We also had a first timer today.
Oh.
So Chris Akins, and he's with Smart Financial. Martha invited him, Martha Bond, and they do a whole bunch of different stuff, but strategic planning and helping just make sense of all your financials. But then also the big thing he was talking about today is open enrollment for Medicare is coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And that's so confusing for, it's hard to navigate for even people that know it. It's hard to navigate. So if you want to give him a call, he can help you if you're thinking about getting enrolled in that and walk you through the process of how to do that. So
yeah, it's always best to have a person, not like a computer screen or
yes.
prompts or whatever it may be, giving you those directions.
Yep.
You don't truly understand it. It's just, it's better to have someone kind of mapping you way
it
through.
It is. So it's awesome. So Amy, of course, from KGGF was there today just talking about Dalton Defenders Day this weekend, and got to go down and see him at the live remote, so get to have fun with you guys. And then, of course, you guys got the calendar coming out, so last chance to get involved in that. And then also Amy was just talking about, Amy is helping us out with our AMP, which is something that we had got started last year, and then we lost a staff member, and it kind of had to put to the side for a little bit. But we're getting that going back again, and that's our Advancing Moderns Professional Organization, kind of like a young professionals group. But that's going to get active again. So if you've never gotten involved and you want to find something to get involved in the community and get to know people, that's a great, great place to start. So
yeah, great area to network with people your age or older, or mm-hmm. maybe, you know, just kind of varying in all, you know, businesses as well and
right.
backgrounds. And
you get so used to being in your little cubby of your business.
Close circle
just,
and you get out and meet some new people, new businesses, new ideas, whatever it may be.
Yeah, so. It's really, really good. So. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, they've got their pumpkin painting craft coming up October 16th. Always fun with the kids. So, and then it's only $5, but on October 25th is their Halloween fun night. They have like a big carnival with games, and you get to win candy instead of instead of trunk or treating. You gotta do a game instead. So.
Exactly. You gotta work for the candy this time. Can't just ring on the doorbell. You gotta.
So of course, October being the month of all kinds of Halloween stuff, the library has a two events on the 30th and 31st for Halloween. And then coming up in November, they've got a speaker coming on November 9th that's going to speak on the Harvey Girls. So that'll be something that's pretty interesting to see. So Martha Bond from Keller Williams, just a she gave us some good information today. Do have some commercial listings. So if you're thinking about starting a business up, she's got some great new properties open. And one of her properties just got sold, and she won't give us the details yet, but it's a new restaurant coming.
Hey, so, you love to see that.
I know.
You love to see that. Hopefully, you know, with the closing of the Kansas Buffet, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's another family-styled restaurant. You know, I was hoping to maybe get a sneak peek out of you, but it sounds like you didn't even get one yourself.
No, not too much. I do know it's a restaurant that's not, that we don't have. It's not.
Nice.
So I'm pretty sure it's not like another pizza place, not another Mexican place, you know.
Good.
Something different.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Bring in a P.F. Chang's or something. There you go.
Yeah. But speaking of lunch, here's one you need to go to. the Salvation Army volunteers always do a soup lunch, and that's coming up. It is so yummy. So it's $5, and you get to go around to, I don't know how many different kinds of soups they have. You get to taste the ones you want. You could try out ones you want. And so it's a lot of fun. So that'll be on October 23rd.
Now, that sounds interesting. It was completely different than ours. So soup lunch, you know, I'm thinking everybody just kind of dips in big bucket of soup. But no, it's trial. You know, we get to go check them all out.
Take a couple different ones and then, you know, get a big bowl of what you think
whatever,
you're going to like.
Yeah,
I think,
whatever
so.
One you like the best. Broccoli cheddar for me all the way. It's the good stuff.
Soup. It'll get us in the mood for the cool weather hopefully coming soon. So,
are you getting tired of the heat a little bit, Candy?
Oh, I want fall. I want the leaves and all the fun stuff. So.
I know. It's coming.
I know. Also coming up for them, November 19th, the SCK Bikers have a toy run. That's always a fun event. And they collect toys for the Salvation Army. So that'll be coming up soon. Yvonne Hall from Caulfield Community College. Great announcements. One is Junior-Senior Day coming up November 8th. So that's cool. And then November 16th is the Raven Holiday. You ever been to that one?
No.
So it's on their campus, and it's kind of like a winter wonderland. All kinds of games and Santa and just Christmas activities. But they have about 1,000 people come out for that.
It's a packed
night, but a lot of fun. So also coming up this weekend, they have their play. It's Anton in Showbiz. A little bit more on the adult side. So, you know, it's maybe not appropriate for an 8-year-old. So there is some adult language and stuff in there. But fun play. And free tickets, but you have to register because the space is limited. So, in fact, I think Sunday is getting close to being sold out. So if you want to go Sunday, get your tickets now online.
And speaking with Yvonne, they've sold that place out a couple of times. And,
yeah.
The reservation service has worked, but it's more along the lines of like a comedy kind of thing with a little bit of language, as you had mentioned there. So
yeah, it is going to be a funny one.
Yeah, kind of what you're going to get yourself into. But yeah, I wouldn't recommend a 5 or 6-year-old tagging along, something like that.
But it's nice to have a variety, you know? I mean, every season they have a different type of play and just something different to have fun with. So
and they always do very well with it as
And then, of course, their big news, which you already know about, but their enrollment being up this year, highest in the state of all community colleges and universities. So 10.41. And truly, it's obviously due to the recruiting efforts, but also just our community and just the support we have of the college. And they're awesome. I just the other day was just thinking, you know, you hear about hospitals closing in the area. Mm-hmm. You hear about colleges, you know, having a rough time and different things. And we really have it going good here. You know, we've got a good hospital that's going strong. Our college is going strong. Our education system, USD, is doing wonderful. So we do have a lot of, you know, great things going here in Coffeyville. So
yeah, certainly time to pat yourselves on the back right there. Because it really is. It isn't just the recruiting process, as you mentioned. It is the town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These players have had a choice to come here, and they've chosen to come here. I sit down with Coach Flores and a player every Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always one of my biggest questions is what made you come to Coffeyville?
Right.
They're not just like, oh, I love the scenery. I love the beautiful. It's the people, and it's the town, and it's the coaches. It's mm-hmm. It truly is what makes up the town, and I've noticed that. I certainly have, and it's something to pat yourselves on the back for.
It is.
So.
It's nice that we embrace that, you know. So, speaking of Halloween, so Spooktacular is coming up, and I made the announcement today just to remind everybody that this year Spooktacular is pushed back 30 minutes. So it starts at 4:30 and goes to 6, in hopes that we can try to catch, you know, more of those families that can't get off work early, and so. Don't forget to be coming down for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, shout out we had to give out to Caitlin Shepherd. She's one of our chamber members and a photographer here in town. Does a wonderful job. She just did the professional headshots that we did with all of our members.
Oh, yeah. You were mentioning that.
So, that was a nice little benefit that she did at half the cost that she would normally charge just for our members. And then I brought in my senior pictures for my son, did beautiful job of the senior pictures. I'm just amazed at that. So anyway, if you're looking for photographer, you know, Caitlin Shepherd is highly recommended. So great one. And then, of course, we couldn't give away a lot of details today, but there will be a city announcement coming soon. I think they're close to announcing the city manager, and I'm excited about that. I'm super excited. So we'll be seeing that coming real soon. So, won't give you any details, though. I'll let the city.
It certainly seems like they've narrowed it down to two very good, if not now, the candidate at this point. And, you know, interim Michael Shook has done a good job, and it'll be fun to see now fully focused back in their seats where they should be. Michael doing his utility side of things, and then finally.
I don't think I'm going to let him hide, though, back in his utility. I'm going to come out. I'm like, Mike, you were too awesome. We want you to stay involved somehow.
Michael did a great job. I always appreciated having him come in here and speak with us as well, and I'm excited to speak with the new city manager as well.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Exciting news.
Glad about that. So, and then just the last thing is just that we are asking not only our chamber members, but just the community, I guess, at large of anything that the chamber can do. We're looking at just what topics we want to do for our lunch and learns coming up, and benefits and services that we can do for our members. We just love getting involved in the community, and so just always wanting to reach out and find ways to help out. So
yeah, well, more ways to help out as well. I'm sure you guys are still trying to find and lobby some volunteers for the 150th.
Yes. We're realizing that's going to take quite the undertaking.
Certainly, I can't imagine.
Those
well, at
events
least
take
we've
a
been
lot.
Preparing for it, you know, well here into this year. So, I mean, hopefully, we'll be, you know, with some good traction behind us and things. So, how would if someone's interested in getting involved, maybe they got a good idea or something? How would they let that be heard?
Well, a couple different things. One is if they just want to volunteer, they can call me at the chamber, and I can let them know about the different committees and what committee maybe fits best for what they like, what
their
passion
is. So it is a full-on operation. You got committees moving towards
one.
Yes, well, I mean,
exactly. We got multiple committees doing multiple things. But then we're also looking at just maybe somebody wants to do something on their own. Maybe their club or organization or business is wanting to do something. We're looking for ideas so that we can put it on a master calendar. So maybe they're going to do something at their business, you know, next year, and they want to promote it. We'll help them promote it. We'll get the word out, give them the logo, and we're hoping to kind of paint the town.
Yeah.
You know,
do
and
it
make
up
it
right.
big. So, yeah, just call me at the chamber, and I can give you the scoop. So.
Very, very exciting. Yes, if you have any ideas as well, good ideas around for the 150th celebration, that'll be pretty cool for us all here in Coffeyville. So, director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, rather, Candy Westbrook with us. Any final notes?
No, just go Coffeyville.
Go Coffeyville. There you go. Again, Candy Westbrook with us here this morning. We will speak with you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.